There's a chapter 9, Mishnah 1. It says, Agoyim Einem Nazirus. A non-Jew can't undertake Nazirus. And he learns it out from the Pasuk because it says, speak to the children of Israel, etc., etc. And then goes on to talk about Nazirus. So from it says that, so we learn how a non-Jew can't take on Nazirus. Nashim Va'avadim, but women and slaves, Yeshlem Nazirus. They can take on Nazirus. And when he says slaves here, he means a non-Jewish slave. But as we know, a non-Jewish slave is he's dipped in the mikveh, he's given a bris, he's like kind of half Jewish, right? Half Jewish. But he says there's a stringency that applies to women that doesn't apply to slaves. Why? Shukofa es avdo, because a person can actually compel his slave. If the slave takes a vow of Nazirus, the master of the slave can actually force the slave to override the Nazirus vow. Can force the slave to drink wine or force the slave to contaminate himself. The Enokope is Ishto, but obviously he can't do that with his wife. But there's a stringency that applies to slaves and to women. Shumefa Nidra Ishto, because a man can annul his wife's vow. So if a woman takes the vow of Nazirus, we've seen this before, the man can annul it, if his husband can annul it.
Can he annul the
slaves? No, but he can't annul his slave's vow. So it comes out that if his slave takes a vow, he can force the slave to like drink wine and go against the vow, but the vow is not annulled. The vow still stays in force. And we'll see now what the difference will be. That hefel ishto, that if he revokes his wife's vow, hefel olamis, it's forever revoked. So even if they get divorced or whatever afterwards, it's still revoked for their future.
Okay, that particular Nazirut period or forever?
No. She could take another one after they get divorced, but that particular one is always revoked. But Hefel Avdo, but if he forces his slave to drink wine, etc., Yatzel Acheris, and then the slave goes free, Mashlim Nazirosa. So at that point, the slave has to come back and finish the Nazirus period, right? So even though the master was forcing him to like drink wine or whatever, when he goes free, so at that point, he has to complete his Nazirus period. And then he says, Aber mikneged panav, if the slave runs away while he's still under the Nazirus period and the master is forcing him to drink. So now the slave runs away, right? He doesn't like that. So he runs away. Rabbi Meir says, Lo yishte, he's not allowed to drink when he runs away. In other words, the minute he leaves his master's presence, the like Nazirus kicks back in. Even though his master doesn't want him to drink, because he's not in his master's presence, it kicks back in. But Rabbi Yossi Omar Yishtev, Rabbi Yossi says, no, he may drink, even though he's not in his master's presence, because his master wants him to drink and doesn't want him to observe the Nazirus vow. So the fact that he's no longer in his master's presence now doesn't help. He's still allowed to drink.